Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hi there, it's Mark and Jules, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox here, and welcome to the latest Z to A of Life podcast. Today we have C is for Community.
We do, and not only that, we have a special guest in our fellow director, Sally Wood.
Well, thank you for having me back. My mum always said if I behaved myself, I'd get invited back. And here I am. So thank you for having me.
She clearly behaved herself last time then.
So that means Santa might visit you this Christmas as well.
Well, I'm hoping so.
So talking of Christmas, is anybody feeling festive?
Very much so. And the greatest news of all, I think I've done all my Christmas shopping.
Woohoo! Love the sound of that. So this month's theme actually is all about Christmas and being festive. And we're going to talk a little bit more about communities. And talking of communities, we set the Future Toolbox up around about 18 months ago as a community interest company.
So for those of you who don't know what a community interest company is, a community interest company is a special kind of business that's been created with a social purpose to help people in the community. It's not just for profit.
What a wonderful explanation there, Sally. No wonder you're a fellow director of us. At least one of us knows what we're doing. But actually, since we've set ourselves up as a social enterprise, it's allowed us to expand what we are able to offer to schools around the country, particularly for those that haven't got much funding. We can now offer them all of our services, can't we, Mark?
And I've also loved the fact that we've been able to work with community groups. So for instance, at the moment, we're partway through a confidence project with Power of the Mind Networks. And the thing I'm really enjoying about this is we're working with not just the teenagers, but also the parents as well, and helping them to work together as a family community.
That's the thing, and that's part of our culture and what we're trying to develop. And throughout the Z2A book of life skills, it's all about bringing that family together. And it was the same when we did the work with the Rushton Swimming Club. We did two brilliant days with them in the wonderful setting of Rushton Hall. But again, just being able to support them and give them tools and them techniques. For them, it was goal setting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And hopefully there might be a few Olympic gold medalists in the making.
Ooh, we met them first.
But it is nice to be part of their journey as well. And hopefully, even if we just gave them one tool that helps them to focus their mind in that direction, that's really powerful.
It is. And Sally, you've worked with the Power of the Mind Networks before, because it was you that introduced us to Mavis and how this has all worked. But you've just recently done a project with them as well, haven't you?
I have. I've done all sorts of fun things with them. We've just done a Black History Month event, which was fabulous. We had some great speakers. We had the Mayor of Northampton there, who was getting properly involved, and he was dancing on stage. He was having his 360 video taken. And the great thing about that group is they are a really fun, inclusive community. So I've done all sorts of amazing things with them, from learning African drumming to...
I remember that day.
Yes,
I
you were there, Jules. Yeah, Jules and I are now fully fledged African drummers. Bookings available.
Absolutely. Especially for Christmas.
I joined one of their online cookery sessions. So I learned to cook a traditional African dish from beginning to end. And that was great, because that also incorporated conversations about healthy, happy relationships in a relaxed and informal setting. And another thing that I did as part of their environmental challenge, Vegetarians Close Your Ears, was to taste some bugs.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So this was to promote eating insects and bugs and larvae as an alternative to eating meat, because it's much more environmentally friendly.
How did you manage to do that, Sally? I think I'd have seriously been throwing up.
It was a bit like a bush tucker challenge, but it was much better than I thought. And actually, talking to the people from Power of the Mind Networks, many of them are from Africa originally.
Yes, yeah.
And things like flying ants and locusts are genuinely considered a delicacy.
They are on the menus.
Yeah. And the most delicious thing I had was called a Mapani worm. And if you look at a picture of a Mapani worm on the internet, it's like a dictionary definition of a creepy crawly.
Oh.
But it wasn't that bad. So I did my own bush tucker challenge.
I have a question though, one question. Were these bugs? I'm assuming that they weren't alive, were they?
They were dried. They didn't wriggle on the way down.
Yeah, that would certainly put me off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up for trying anything, but...
But not bugs.
Yeah, that's not for me. No. I think I ate many bugs when I was probably about 3 years old, and that was my nutrition taken from bugs there, I think. But one thing I do love about the community is it's not just about working with them on the particular workshops that we're doing, but it is the involvement that we've had and the friendships that we've made from these people as well. So even though it's slightly business related, it's also on a personal level as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I had a brilliant week last week. On Thursday, I got to accompany Mavis and the team from Power of the Mind Networks to the Northamptonshire Community Foundation Awards. Mm. At the beautiful Royal Theatre in Northampton. And they walked away with two awards. So they had the Brilliant Group Award, which was really well deserved, particularly recognising their cookery project that they'd done. And also one of the volunteers, Yvonne, got a special commendation for her volunteer work, particularly around supporting young people with special needs.
Yay! So, Power the Mind Networks.
Go Power the Mind Networks. So, I think, Mark, you've got some exciting news as well, haven't
have
you?
Do tell us.
Have I got some exciting news? Yeah, so last Friday was pretty amazing. Well, you two were both there as well, weren't you?
I'm trying to create an element of suspense here, Mark.
For those of you don't know already.
No, I'm obviously honoured that we went down to London to the Headway Annual Awards, and I was presented with the Alex Richardson Achiever of the Year Award. Mm. It took a couple of minutes to realise that I actually won it when they presented it. And it's still actually sinking in now. So that is a real honour. But it's not just about me. It's about Jules. It's about the Future Toolbox. It's about you as well, Sally, obviously, for all the work we've done.
And well, we wouldn't have got there if it wasn't for Sally nominating you.
That is true.
Was that a surprise?
It was an absolute surprise.
So even more wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But again, it's just an honour. And the power of community was really, really big in that. So we've had a lot of help along the way from friends, from family members, from people within the business and people who have supported us. And obviously it was part of Headway, which are amazing, the UK brain injury charity. So their support has been incredible, alongside Isbrook Hospital, which is a local brain injury hospital that I've attended sessions, and you've come along as well, haven't you, Jules?
Yes, yeah, been amazing.
So on a serious note, that community really, really helped us on our journey. And then we've had all the fun stuff that's come with it afterwards.
I think the great thing that's come out of this is it's spurred on your desire and our desire to do more in the community to support people with brain injuries and to work with organisations like Headway in future. So it's helping take the Future Toolbox into a different direction.
Yeah, that's true. And it's something that we've been very keen to do. But unfortunately, with the whole lockdown and everything, we weren't able to get this off the ground as quickly as we wanted to. But from Sally putting us in for that award, we now feel that we're in such a brilliant position to help with that. And particularly with families that have got somebody that has got the brain injury, so that there is the support for the person with the injury and the family that are trying to look after that person and come to terms with it all as well.
That's right. Going back to the awards day itself and thinking of the people that we met in the brain injury community, we met some amazing carers, brain injury sufferers, we met families and friends, but also people that had lost people through brain injury. But one of my favourite moments was meeting James Cracknell, who's the vice president of Headway and obviously an Olympic gold medalist.
Did he do one of your goal setting workshops?
No, not like the Russian Swimming Club Olympic swimmers. Yeah, we didn't run those before he won the gold medal. Otherwise, he'd have won more gold medals. But on a serious note, meeting James Cracknell was a real honour. Listening to his story and having a little bit of a personal conversation, which I won't repeat any stuff because it was personal, but seeing how somebody who's a high-profile person has been affected by brain injury just shows that we're all human And we all deal with things in different ways, don't we?
Yeah, irrespective of whether you're famous or not, it has that same effect.
It's a great leveller, isn't it? And actually, the community is more about what you have in common than what divides you, isn't it?
Yeah, the community is more of that peer-to-peer support, isn't it? Which, when you're going through anything, whether it be brain injury or, like myself, breast cancer, having that peer-to-peer support, people that you can just turn to, who have lived experience of it, is vital.
I'm going to mention Dudley as well.
Oh gosh.
Dudley was a legend.
Wonderful wife, Kat.
Yeah. Oh. They were amazing people. And that resonated with me straight away, because obviously Dudley and I share a lot of common side effects with brain injury. But then also Kat's in the same position as you are, living with Dudley.
Yeah.
And also Dudley's a fellow runner, so of course we pair that. Yeah. So,
but Sally, Kat, what was it like talking to Kat? It was just amazing.
It was brilliant, but it was like talking to you. Her story was so similar to yours. Yeah. And also talking to Dudley, it was really similar to Mark's story. So for all he experienced his head injury in a different way, a lot of the consequences have been very similar.
They are. And the great news is we're going to be staying in touch. Although they live in Norfolk, which is a little way away from us, it's easy to meet halfway, and I can't wait to see them again.
It is, and I wonder if Kat has to listen to Dudley's running stats.
Oh, I feel sorry for her if she has to do the same as I do.
I thought you loved it. I thought you enjoyed it.
He is stat man, isn't he, Sally?
He is. He absolutely is. And do you know what else Dudley has got in common with us?
What?
Is that he runs a community interest company.
Oh, he does.
So
he does, yes.
There's a common theme with people who have had challenging life experiences that they want to turn that into a positive and help support other people who've been through similar journeys to them.
That's very true, Sally. A very good observation there.
The other great thing about community as well, we've obviously talked a lot about the Future Toolbox and the brain injury community, but we also have communities that we volunteer for. For example, I'm a member of Northampton Roadrunners, our running club, but I'm also part of their committee and help organise lots of their events. We have a Christmas do coming up this week as well,
Ooh,
which is exciting.
Friday, isn't it? Yes, looking forward to that one. I'm a trustee and member of the Breast Friends Northamptonshire charity as well. And we recently just had our Christmas committee meal, which was lovely. But this evening, we're putting on for our members a wreath making, and I've never done that before.
Ooh, so me neither.
I'm really excited. So I shall send you a picture later, Sally, of what I've created.
That's a very festive activity. I'm also a volunteer area leader for the Federation of Small Businesses. So again, that's a community of people who need support, because it's been a challenging few years for small business owners. So it's nice to be able to bring people together and celebrate. So we had a lovely event in Leicester on Monday evening.
Oh, wow.
We had a lovely event which clashed with the England Wales football match, but we're not going to talk about football now, so we'll move that one on
very quickly. Actually, that's a nice thing. I always think when we run employability sessions in schools as well, the amount of young people that we meet that volunteer for things. So volunteering isn't just for Christmas, it's for life, isn't it? That was an advert, wasn't
it? That was an advert. But yeah, that's very true what you just said, Sally, that it's particularly warming, isn't it, to be able to see communities coming together this Christmas after the last couple of Christmases' challenges that we've had to face. So that's wonderful. And things like choirs getting together and carols singing. I remember going door to door carol singing when I was a child. Did you do that, Sally?
I never did it, but I always remember we'd get kids coming to knock on the back door and they'd sing the first line of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And then my dad used to go, if you can't sing a proper carol, go away until you can sing one.
Bah humbug.
Actually, I found carol singing just as good as trick or treating. People used to give you some money or some sweets. So it wasn't about singing, it was about your bucket full of sweets.
Yeah, you see, I was never great at singing Christmas carols, so maybe I should have gone trick or treating at Christmas.
Mix it up a bit.
Well, we did talk in the festivities podcast about when I used to play Last Christmas by Wham in June. Anyway, moving on from that one. I like to break traditions sometimes, don't I?
So talking of traditions, Sally, what's your traditional Christmas day like?
I tend to visit my family outside of Christmas Day itself, and we'll have the traditional Christmas things. So we'll have a roast dinner, we'll have all the family together. There'll be a Christmas pudding that nobody wants to eat. There'll probably be a trifle that everybody does. Pudding. Oh, no, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh, I love Christmas pudding. Bring it round here.
Oh, well, bring it to you. I'll bring it to you, Mark.
Stick a pound coin in it as well. You used to stick a pound coin in it, didn't you? That was a Christmas tradition.
I'm old enough to remember at school dinners where they used to put a sixpence in it. And it was worth 2.5p at the tuck shop. So that probably ages me quite a lot. But on Christmas Day itself, I spend Christmas Day on my own with Matt, my partner. Aww. And as I've mentioned before, on this podcast, Matt loves to cook. So we never have a traditional Christmas dinner, but sometimes we'll have seafood or we've had game on Christmas Day. We've had very, very different things, but it's always something that we really fancy. Washed down with a bottle or two of nice wine.
That's the best part.
I've got a question for you. When you mentioned Matt cooking in the kitchen, have you found out if he dances yet?
Oh, yes.
He dances when nobody's looking.
Is it like dad dancing?
It's Matt dancing. He's got a whole specific genre of dancing, and his friends all do the Matt dance. So yeah, he's created his own genre. It'll be on Strictly as some form of street dance soon.
You know something else that we're going to have this year that we've never had before? Nobody.
Snow.
Well, we've got kind of snow at the moment. Oh. No, on Christmas Day, we're going to have the King's speech.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's a tradition I remember as a child. We always used to, but it's the King this year.
Yes.
That's going to be new.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And talking of new, I mean, Christmas is, we've always had the traditional ones, haven't we? And we've mentioned before that we've spent Christmases on beaches in Thailand and walking the canals of Venice on Christmas Day. So sometimes it's nice to have the traditions. Sometimes it's nice to do different things as well, isn't it?
This year, we're actually going to be having a proper traditional English Christmas spent with family and grandchildren. And yeah, so looking forward to that.
Will there be a beach involved?
They're not far from a beach. It depends. I guess Boxing Day, we might chuck all the kids in a car in the bucket and spade and take them to the beach, as long as it's not too cold.
Yeah, I'm loving this festive theme. So this month so far, we've had F for Festive, which has talked about getting in the Christmas spirit. And then last week we've done K for Kindness, thinking about random acts of kindness that you can do for people. Have you got any ideas of random acts of kindness?
Well, I think just keeping an eye out for people and checking in on them. So if you've got elderly neighbours or people you know who live on their own, or even friends who are far away, just check in on them and see how they are. Either pop round and knock on the door with a little card or a gift, or just give them a call and see how they are. And Jules, you're even taking it to nature, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, it's so cold at the moment. I think it's really key to look after the birds and the squirrels and everything that's outside. And yeah, this morning I was out filling up all my seed containers to feed them while it's so cold.
So communities take many different forms. So if we can all look after each other at this special time of year, then the world will be a better place.
Oh, beautiful words.
I love that. So remember, check in on your communities, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Most importantly, thank you very much, everybody, for joining our Future Toolbox community, our Z2A of Life, and listening in. So if you want to find out more, you can check out our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, and find the blog version of this podcast. And we're also on social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And of course, we're on YouTube as well. Go to @futuretoolbox. And we look forward to seeing you all for our final festive episode of the year next week. But have a lovely build up to Christmas, everybody.
Bye for now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook @Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.